Spider-Man here, sometimes Spider-Cop, but Spider-Man for now. After hearing J. Jonah Jameson blame me for all the bad things that happen in this city, I listened to the Game Fix show, you know, to make me feel better. About myself, about the world.
Hello, Tomatix, it's me, Mario.
Woo-hoo. I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, GameFixShow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, Facebook.com/GameFixShow. Yeah, man, Monday nights.
I was wondering, be here or be not here. I was wondering where you're going with that. Also, there's other places to find us. We have social media as well. The quickest way to find all of our social media accounts is right on our website, GameFixShow.com. On top of that, you can also be a part of the show in a monetary way. And we let you do that as far as our Patreon. Verlaine, what can they get if they become a supporter to the show and become a Patreon?
You get your foot in the proverbial door of Game Fix. Everything that is donated to us, whether it's a penny, whether it's a million pennies, we totally appreciate it. Our podcast that you're watching right now, listening to right now, it's always going to be free. When you start donating a little bit more towards the show, we start giving you more towards yourself, like $5. Once you hit the $5 tier, you start getting access to behind the scenes, like audio that we do with all of our celebrities. When we talk to them before they go live, we talk about stuff that, you know, it's just candid and it's cool. And, you know, personally, I think that you get to know them a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because everybody habit, you know, you kind of put on the good guy when you're being recorded or when you're being broadcast, no matter what. It's like natural.
Sure.
Not that they're bad. You also get, you know, when you start seeing us live, you start getting discounts. We start giving you things. We have a little audio project that we do with said celebrities that we interview that we're going to do something with. It's cool just to hear it. I don't know, when we start doing other things, you're definitely the first to know about it. And then once you hit that top tier, which there are not a lot of spots left, you start affecting the show. You start being able to give us challenges, challenge us to games that we hate, challenge us to games that are brand new. You can give us topics to talk about. You can get our opinions, like whatever it is. You are essentially like a co-producer of the show.
Absolutely. Pretty much give James a run for his money is really what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. And Bocephus, thank you. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to let everyone know, or at least you. He did challenge me to play Microsoft Flight Simulator. I do have it on PC, so I'm going to review that next week. I wanted to make that announcement so everyone knew. So on next Monday night, I will have a review for you guys as far as Microsoft Flight Simulator. Dude, I haven't played Flight Simulator in, I don't even know how many years, 15 years maybe. I don't even know if it's been out that long. It's been out that long, right?
Yeah, it's been out forever.
Forever, yeah. So, and it's been a very long time since I've played it, so I'm sure this will be a kind of a little wake-up call, like, this is how far they've come since the last time you've played it. So, yeah, I'm excited to do that. Thank you, Bocephus, for doing that, for challenging me, and I do, of course, I accept the challenge. I told you I accepted it, but I promise I will do it next Monday. So please tune in for that, yeah. So, But yeah, oh my God. So let's, we got a lot to get into this week. Not any different from any other week. There's always a lot to get into. We got to talk about, there's some new information about Xbox. Obviously they came out and they gave us a price. They gave us a date. They gave us possibly three different consoles. This is crazy. It's insane. On top of that, Microsoft. Yeah, you said Microsoft. Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft had a foreword. Ubisoft Forward, which is like their presentation is what they call it. We'll get into that. There's a lot of games and stuff that they kind of came out with. One in particular I'm really looking forward to, and it's not The Sands of Time. Although I am looking forward to that. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say something.
No, nah, I was like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, how much is buying too much on Steam? I think James has probably bought at least 75% of the games on Steam. I got to ask him. So we'll see if he's or all of them. Also, there is some new information about GameStop. I know. Why are we talking about GameStop? Well, trust me, you're going to want to hear this, as well as some movie news at the end. I did want to throw out there that the Retro Reboot this week, it comes out every Tuesday, roughly around noon, 1 o'clock. Mike puts it out this month. It is Shmuptember. I said it. Yes, it's Shmuptember. And what is a shmup? Verlaine, can you explain what a shmup is?
I don't refer to them as that. That's like some term that's newer than me, but I'm pretty sure it's just a shoot 'em up. Yeah. So it's like side scrolling, like R type games. I always put in the top down games like 1942 and shit like that.
Yeah.
I would always Galaga's classify
another one. Yeah.
I could be wrong on that one.
No, you would be right.
So either way, yeah, it's pretty much you and a ship, and it's like 50% of the game, only 50% is killing the enemy. The other 50 is dodging everything coming at you.
Well, in lieu of that, in lieu of the Shmuptember, as Mike is coining it, he's going to be reviewing the Retro Reboot this week. Will be a review of Lightning Fighters, and that is a 1990 release. So please look for that. And I'm looking forward to that. I actually gave him a challenge that I want one of my favorite shmups is Truxton, and that was on Sega, I believe. I think it was only on Sega. But yeah, that was definitely one of my favorites. So he said that he put it on the list, so it's in the arsenal, ready to go. So we'll see if he meets the challenge. Which either way, it's fine. Either way, it's fine. So okay, if you're in the chat room, you guys know the deal. We talk every week when we start the show. We talk about what we've been playing. And it's actually your turn, if you're in the show, what's up, Dan, if you are in the chat room, to let us know what you've been playing this week. So please, in the chat room, with your little fingers, type it in there. What have you been playing? I'd love to know. But Verlaine, what have you been playing this week? Let's start.
All right, so let's make it easy. I've only been playing one game. Yeah. So if you've been playing more than one game, then you should go first.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. So the other game I've been playing has still been Tony Hawk. I think that's going to be just a game that I'm going to be playing for here on out for the next few months.
Yeah,
just like go back here and there. Yeah, it's so easy to just kind of like jump in, play a round or two, and it's fun. So yeah, for
sure. I was sucking, dude. When I was by myself, I was starting to feel it, and like when we were doing that multiplayer, like I was like,
I thought you were better at it.
So did I.
Yeah, well, a little practice doesn't hurt anyone, so maybe we'll get you up on it and get you up on it. Although my score in 2 minutes is over 200,000, so I did a little bit, you know. Gina, she's in the room. She's one of our newest contributors online on our website, and she's been spending time on Pokemon Shield during some of her free time, so there you go. Yeah, just like that. Boom, boom, boom. So, okay. Well, Brettson. Okay, so he throws his 2 cents. Pitfall 2 on Atari and Golf Club 2019 on Xbox. Golf Club.
That's on Game Pass.
Yeah, I think it was a free game at one point, too. I believe it was.
I like that golf that from the very beginning of the Xbox days, the Power... Was it Power Star Golf? That golf. You know what I'm talking about that I had?
Yeah, Hot Shot? Wasn't it Hot Shots?
No, it wasn't Hot Shots.
You know what I'm talking about though, right?
I know that game.
That was fun. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So other than Tony Hawk, we've obviously been playing, well, I don't know if it's obvious to the listeners, but between him and I, it's obvious, we've been playing Marvel's Avengers.
Yes.
And from what I said before, okay, so when the beta was out, I called it a demo because that's pretty much what it was. When the beta was out, it was, I wasn't too impressed with it. I was actually very lukewarm. I was to the point where I was like, man, I kind of wish I didn't buy this game.
You played the beta once and didn't go back.
Well, no, I played it a bunch of times. Trust me, I probably played 4 hours of that beta.
No, I'm saying you didn't go on the next weekends.
No, I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah, totally did.
Oh,
yeah, but it felt the same. That's why I was like, I don't know. There was a little bit difference in there, and I can feel a little bit, but it still wasn't enough. Okay, now fast forward to now. The game's out, full game. I've been playing through it, and let me tell you, I've gotten... I think what it was I was only... You know, I can only play a few characters. Now that I've gotten a chance to play more of Thor, and more of... what was the other one that we couldn't play?
Captain America.
Oh yeah, Captain America. Right. I gotta say, I am a huge fan of Thor. I've been playing Thor like crazy. He is definitely my main right now, as far as Marvel's Avengers. And I don't know. I don't know if I would ever even go to anyone else. At least not until, well, at some point we'll get Spider-Man. You know, as far as that goes. If you notice, Clint. He or Hawkeye, he has his own room on the Chimera, so eventually we'll get him. Dude, I'm in. I've turned 180 degrees, and I am in, and I can't. Yeah. Dude, I go through the day, can't wait to play it at night.
See, you know why though? Because it wasn't a beta.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
it was a demo, you would have been right, and you wouldn't have wanted to play it.
Yeah.
And because look, there are missions that some of them repeat themselves, not theme wise, but the stage that you were on and your objective. However, those ones that we've played that were on the beta, you know how every match they would ask your experience, and every match I would be like, it was stupid. Like it was really dumb. It was really easy. Just mundane. They did something about it. They amped it up. They gave more of a variety of guys. Yeah, and you notice some of the guys, like there's a specific dude who is kind of rough to fight. He's hard to fight. He's hard to break his block, but Thor can hit his hammer and just pin the dude instantly against the
shield. You're talking about the shielded guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so it's those little things that I think are fucking awesome about the game.
Yeah.
Like they actually take things like that into effect. And I've started to realize too, that Thor is more of a support character. Like I think you're meant to hang out up on the top and just watch stuff and just start like setting dudes up. You know what I'm saying? Like pin the guy down, beat some guys up, and then fly away and help someone else.
It seems like it. Yeah. I mean, at the same time, he's pretty strong though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when you go in, you can become invincible.
Pretty much.
And once that's gone, you dip out.
Yeah.
Even though like, I don't know, I am highly enjoying the game and I love the story. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great too. And you know what? It was, I think hearing it, that the villain was MODOK, I think it kind of made me afraid because the only thing we've ever seen as far as MODOK goes is comic books, right? We've never really seen MODOK. Like who, they haven't really tried to use him. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Character in Marvel Capcom 3.
Oh, that's right. Well, this is a fighting
outside
game.
Outside of that, like even I grew up with the older comics, like, and I never got into MODOK. I think he was tied more to the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So I didn't even, until this game, I didn't even know about his abilities, but that's what made it good for me because just like Miles and Spider-Man, I had no idea about Miles Morales because he was after I stopped comics.
Right.
So it was all new to me. So it's all fresh. And yeah, I think he was a good villain, like for sure. And it made sense to me.
I think they made him look. I think
dude.
He has a giant head, and he's not just a giant head with arms and legs, right?
But like see,
he
is just thing, like,
it looks good. It's legit.
Yes. And that's why I was worried because how do you make him like to me, he even in Marvel Capcom, he's goofy looking. He looks like you could only have something like that in a cartoon.
Yeah, totally.
So they made it so that it was like in real life and they did a phenomenal job.
Right.
And the fact that he was able to look like that, the reasoning behind it was awesome. Like, the whole reason he didn't die and his head explode. So I think they did a great job.
Something that kind of reminded me, the other day I saw, this is actually on the same subject. So I was watching Hulk, The Incredible Hulk, and it with, not Mark Ruffalo.
Norton.
And at the end of it, when the guy became the Abomination, it was the scientist that his blood fell in his head, right? It was Hulk's blood that fell in his head. In the game here, it's Captain America's blood. But in the movie, it was Hulk's blood. And if you remember, I don't even know if you remember, but he had like an open wound that it fell into the cut and his head started pulsating. And it was the last time we saw him.
Oh, I remember.
So I'm guessing, I didn't put two and two together, but now I'm like, okay, that had to be the beginning of MODOK. But we haven't seen him since that movie.
Right. He was getting his head bigger.
Right.
I just realized that. Yeah.
But we only saw the initial drip of the blood or whatever, you know, like in the wound, and you could see, and he like smiled at the camera, and then that was it. We never saw him again.
Yeah.
So I feel like that, right? I don't know. I feel like that's probably MODOK.
I think so. I've only seen that movie off and on once.
Yeah. I saw it the other day and I'm like, wait a minute. I never even thought of it like that. But yeah, because I figured, oh yeah, whatever. He's just whatever, you know, and that was it. And I think that's kind of how the MCU, the writing went. They were like, well, you know, he was just a character. Who cares? But like, I feel like there's actually still something there. And you mentioned how MODOK could be something with the Fantastic Four. Well, that would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, MODOK translating to the cinema should happen because, I mean, that's like the Avengers, just the Marvel Universe minus the X-Men. They have no villains. That's why, like, it's always them versus each other. Or, you know, it's them. The reasoning is always themselves. Ultron was because of Iron Man. Like,
yeah.
It's just having MODOK, you don't waste him. Like, he has to make an appearance because, I mean, now that they own Fox or whatever, I guess they can just dip into that. But, I mean, he is one of the ones that they should have probably used him a while ago. Even before Loki, especially if they were going to just make Loki a good guy.
Mechanized organism designed only for killing is MODOK.
Yeah.
Or mental or mobile, depending on what you want the M to be.
I didn't know about the Inhumans either.
Yeah.
The story behind those. And to me, the Inhumans are like Marvel's NXT. Let's see which ones stick. I have all these artists that have ideas and we don't want them to go to DC. So we'll just make them Inhumans.
Yeah. That's really funny, actually. Never really thought of it like that, but that's probably about right on. Okay. So let's talk about a couple of problems with the game. Okay. Cause the game isn't perfect. Obviously there are some downfalls, right? So, or pitfalls in this case, they're talking about pitfalls. So let's go with that term instead. Let's talk Cap first. So Captain America, what's Captain's biggest problem? And I would answer that as he can't, the glass doors where there's like, there's chests or, you know, like just loot. He can't break through those doors, okay? Like Thor can, like Ms. Marvel can, like Hulk can. He also can't use the computer to hack into those rooms, like Black Widow does, like Iron Man does. So I think that's a problem. And I looked it up cause like I had to, cause I was like trying to figure out like how to do it. I was playing as Cap and I'm like, why can't I get through this? Keep in mind, Captain America is probably one of the strongest Avengers out of all of them. I mean, maybe not as strong as Hulk, maybe not as strong as Thor, but he is definitely up there at least top three. I mean, so the fact that he can't bust through those doors was just like, huh? So a lot of people online are saying that there needs to be some kind of update for him to either he either can bust through the door, can go through the computer, or he can ask somebody in, you know, his party or the, you know, the other three Avengers that are with him to go do that. Now, keep in mind, this only is for single player. So if you're playing with other people, it's easy. Someone else can just do it.
I bet it was an oversight because of how often, like, you don't how little you play with Captain America. I bet it was just an oversight, and it's a matter of just making that hard hit activate that breaking.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I that's gotta be. There's no other way.
It's a nitpick, but I'm doing it.
So before when we started last week, and I was like, look, they gave us this stuff. They gave us all this multiplayer missions and stuff, and people were like, yeah, Destiny. And then I was like, but if they play it and they're stuck on the campaign, they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I understand now why they did that, because really the campaign, seriously, it is a glorified training tutorial. As you're doing it, you can go and fiddle around with multiplayer, mm-hmm. but it's limited because, you know, as we said, if you had more guys unlocked than me, we can't play. At least I can't play in your game. Therefore, the missions we can do are limited because you have to go, you know, back in time kind of to play with me.
Which is cool because the game is just kind of a beat 'em up anyway. So that,
right.
You know.
Yeah. However, like, you know, like you said, you didn't want to do the Hulk mission. You kept having to do it. Like, you did it so much.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I'm like, why else would they do it? Besides, like, because some people don't want to sit through that whole thing. Because I was like, towards the end, the only reason I played it all week was because I couldn't play with you and Jack. So I was like, dude, I have to just beat the game. But I can see that if you could immediately just jump into those missions, because a lot of it, if you don't have a group of friends, you're going to be, you know, randoms. And they might not listen to you, especially because there is no, like, pinging stuff. So you're either communicating with a mic or nothing. You can't say, go over here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they need to work on ping. Pinging is a big thing in that. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, look, hey, over here. You're like, where are you?
I know, and then I got to find, first I got to push up to find you. By the time I find you, that view is gone, and I got to push up again to see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But if you were to let me play in a game and everything's unlocked, if I didn't even care about the story, it would kind of just suck, because then the game would be filled with a bunch of people who don't know what's going on, that don't know how to fight, that keep dying over and over again. It'd kind of ruin it for people who were already advanced.
Yeah.
So that, I think deep down, that's a great thing, and a lot of games should do that. Even games like Overwatch, like, you know what? Just kind of like how they put that, like, you have to be level 25 before you go into comp, things like that, but, like, kind of extend it maybe a little more.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I think it's definitely worth it. Definitely. Cause now it's like the world is ours. Yeah, for sure.
Very Tony Montana of you. I like it. I like it. But, yeah. So I don't know. Is there anything else bad? Yeah. I think pinging is bad. Cap needs an update. What else? What else is bad?
Okay. I am having a lot of problems. I guess it would be the hit markers or the hit detection of the chests. So if I'm
you hit, I try
to get it, I keep doing my whole, it keeps registering as me holding the button as an attack.
Right, right.
And that's very annoying. So just a slight little responsive timing on that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't know. I mean, super nitpicky would be the fact that I think it's the type of game where some enemies are going to hit you no matter what. Like, you could be running, you know, they're about to hit, you know, do their thing, and you could run behind something. You're going to get hit no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think that's a game because Remnant does that too. So, I mean, look, I'm having fun. Oh, Thor seems
having fun.
Thor seems to control a little wonky for me. Like,
really?
He's a little more difficult than Iron Man, even though they're the same. I'll be Thor in the air, and I'll want to go and attack someone on the ground. And it just always seems like I start flying fast, or I do something that just isn't what I want. And I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, but I've only played with him for a little bit.
So at this point, who's your main? Thor's mine for sure. Without a doubt.
I've been just switching. Last person I played with was Thor. I kind of want to get really good with Widow.
Okay. Yeah, she's got some interesting moves. Now, the one thing that I'm kind of like, all right, it's just weird because like she can get, she gets hit just like any of the other characters, but she doesn't have any powers. She's human. You know what
Bingo,
I mean?
I was saying like shield something with shield. Yeah, dude, she should not even be on that team, even if it's just the shield weaponry, which is supposedly just the reason is like she's a specialist with all their weapons, right, and she's covert, like a spy or whatever.
Right, right.
Maybe more than that. Look at Iron Man. Like he's got better weapons than shield. Or why doesn't she look like Iron Man? You know, like yeah. It's when it comes to her and the Avengers doing anything, it's unrealistic. When she's fighting the same enemies that Captain America is, unrealistic. It's unrealistic. Because she has no at all powers.
Yeah, but she gets you know, like her health goes down just like Thor, just like it would with Thor, just like it would with Captain America or whatever. You
way
know?
Easier.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, whatever. That's a nitpick, and it's a video game. We should suspend belief. I get that, but I don't know. That's kind of where.
I'm surprised this far into the comic universe, nobody's been like, let's just have something happen that vouches for her being a normal human in a situation. I can almost say the same thing for the Punisher though. Because it doesn't matter what his arsenal is.
Yeah.
He's still a fucking human and he might be crazy. Then you're talking about luck. Now, is that their ability? Is that they're just lucky?
Because like
that's okay. Just say it.
It's like Domino. It's really what it is. But they said it. They were like, she's lucky. Okay, cool. That's what it is. Even though she can see in the future a little bit, but you know, that's here nor there. I don't know. Yeah, so that kind of makes me kind of go like, what? All right, that's fine, whatever. but she's really fun to use. Her pistols are without a doubt so much fun. Like it's they really made each character their own, and I really think that with the use of her pistols, it's just really cool. It's good. I'm glad they did that.
I think Spider-Man is going to play like Widow, because I'm in the middle of fights now with Widow. I find myself using the grappling hook all the time, dude. In the air, you just grapple a guy, kick him, grapple to someone else. Dude, I'll spend the whole time in air just grappling.
Yeah.
She's cool.
It's fun.
I like her.
I think all the characters are fun.
That first screen is going to fill up, dude.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, dude, I'm in. I'm gonna play it tonight. We're gonna play it tonight, and yeah, I'm not gonna look back. So I'm pretty excited about it. Anything else you want to talk about as far as Marvel's Avengers?
I'm good.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. We got to get into some Xbox stuff. There's been a bunch of intros. We did pretty much. I think it was like right as we were ending the show. Yeah. Right. As we were ending the show, they came out and they gave a date for the new Xbox Series X. Right. Am I accurate when I say that?
Yeah, like that day was the second leak and we're like, this has got it. Cause it matched up when you converted the prices of Rand to the Australian dollar. The conversion to US dollars was both equally the same.
Yes. That's what it is.
And it's almost like Xbox being smart just was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yes, it's true. Here you go. Here is it legitimately. Like instead of PlayStation is no matter what, 10 sources can come out. And
yeah,
still like,
and we're still not really sure. Although the PlayStation is going to happen in 2 days. So Wednesday we'll know.
Their hand is forced.
Oh, they have to. Well, no, they were going to do it the day Xbox did it because it was like the 25th anniversary of the PlayStation 1. And Xbox did it before them because there was a leak, so they just didn't do it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Oh, what if they did it just purposely to cockblock?
Well, they could have. Awesome. Why wouldn't you? I think that's a great idea.
PlayStation's like, damn it.
Because you can. At that point, you have to just like, you know what? Let's just wait. Yeah, and I believe that, too. I think they should have waited, too. I think that was a good call. But anyway, we digress. So Xbox Series X, they're saying, what, $499? So 500, okay. Now, then the Xbox Series S, which is a digital version of the Xbox Series X, but also a lower model. So it doesn't do exactly what the Xbox Series X does. It doesn't broadcast in 4K. I think what is it 1440? Honestly, it's going to be better than anything you've ever had as far as console gaming. So that alone should tell you that, you know, that is advanced. But that console will run you at $299, which is actually very reasonable, if you ask me. I just want to let you know there was a leak that there's probably going to be a third Xbox, the Xbox Series V. And the Xbox Series V is a digital version of the Xbox Series X. So I would imagine that's probably going to be right in the middle at, what, $399? It's good news. I think it's really good news for if you are an Xbox, if you are a Microsoft guy, you know what I mean? Or girl, too, sorry. But I don't know, man. Is this something... Okay, if you were going to buy an Xbox, which one would you buy? Money's not an option.
But you go for the big one because you didn't even mention the subscription service.
Well, I haven't gotten that far. I was just talking about how much the consoles were.
That's the biggest issue. But even if it was just money, I would go big. Like, I'm not going to half-ass my video game. Like, that's...
I could see it for, like, young kids, whatever, their parents, they got to get a new console. They'll get them the smallest one. You know what I mean? It almost kind of makes sense for something like that. But yeah, you and I, we're going to go big. We're going to go $499.
But knowing that you have a console that is playing the same games that a lower console can. Yeah, I get it. Computers are like that too.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about computers. These are consoles. Then it's like, am I that much of a graphics snob? Because I'm not.
Neither am I. Yeah.
So should I get the most powerful one when every single, like, to this point, like, they aren't going to have exclusives for the Series X?
Well,
all games are going
to
play.
Really, it comes down to do you want physical copies of games? If that's the case, then obviously you go big. You know, they have two choices that are totally digital. So I don't know, to be honest with you, dude. I would probably go to the Series V if that is an actual thing that actually happens, just because it'll be cheaper. And honestly, physical discs, physical games nowadays are really kind of losing their, what's the word I'm looking for?
Luster.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something about physical games as far as retro goes, they're awesome, right? Like, to have in your hand feels good. It's all, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about the discs. I'm talking about carts. But with the discs, it kind of is just like...
Cartridges did some of the work.
Yeah.
The discs nowadays is just a file and the right to play the game. It takes the file from the disc, and the disc gives the console permission to play.
Yeah.
With the cart still has circuitry and shit inside that's working with the thing you're putting it in.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, they need to have a disc version, and I wouldn't be surprised if the disc version absolutely comes out before maybe even the S. Well, I guess they're going to come out at the same time. Definitely before the discless, because PlayStation is not doing discless. So if they were right there, like, you're going to get those snobby people that are like, I love my physical copies. They're going to go right to PlayStation if Xbox nixes it all together. In fact, that's probably why they didn't nix it.
The bundler's in the room, dude.
It doesn't matter. He's all retro. Bundler, are you collecting PS4 disc games?
I doubt it.
Look, some people do.
He plays them, so, you know.
You go to Limited Run, you can collect them. You know, they make collector's editions, whatever, and that sucks. But, like, still, when it really comes down to it, I guess it's down to the publishers. And the publishers are going to start making these games, and then they're going to look and be like, wow, dude, sales have doubled with the Xbox version. People are buying, or with the digital, like, people are just buying digital way more. So why are we still making physical copies again?
Yeah,
we can just sell the rights to the physical copies to Limited Run, and they can do whatever they want with it.
So the bundler said that he's going to buy both consoles, even though there's three. So I don't know which two he's talking about.
PlayStation and Xbox.
Oh, he's just talking about that. Okay, yeah, maybe.
Or maybe he's talking about the S and the X.
Yeah. I honestly really do believe that physical copies of games are kind of going by the wayside. I really do, because when it comes to, I mean, just in general with, you know, plastic use,
You know how much money they put into that crap.
Right, package. Right. And the money that they don't have to put into it with physical, it makes, or digital, it makes total sense to go away from physical.
If you were doing straight up physical copies this year, you probably went under because all your shit stuck overseas and wasn't able to come over here during that time period.
Yeah.
Digital. That's why digital saw such a boost, not only because people weren't going to the stores, but those stores could not get the supplies for a little bit from overseas where the game's being published and right. manufactured. Yes, digital's the next step. With this streaming stuff going on, like, it's the only step. Like people are going to subscribe to this and be like, why am I going to buy a copy of the game that I'm already streaming for free?
Yeah. Well,
essentially, you're, you know, paying for it, but
right.
I don't know. Well, I've never once have I looked at a Games with Gold and or a Game Pass game and been like, I'm going to go buy that. Because it gives you the option.
I would just like to know why even come out with the Xbox Series S? What, why? Because, I mean, other than playing new games, because that's really all it is. To give you an example, Microsoft, they confirmed this. That the Xbox Series S will not run Xbox One X advanced versions of backwards compatible games. So it will instead just run Xbox One S versions of the Xbox One and Xbox 360 titles.
Right.
So, like, okay, so the only reason to get the Xbox Series S is to just play the new games. But keep in mind, you're not playing the games to the advancement that they could be played at. So although $299 sounds like a good deal, you're really just buying an Xbox One that can play new games. That's really what you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, you can play all the backwards compatible. You're just not getting the enhancement, which even I'm not gonna pay for. Even if I have the game, even if it's free, I'm not downloading those enhancements because I don't care.
Right.
So all they're saying is this machine being called the Xbox Series S isn't doing the Xbox One X versions of the games, which it literally doesn't, like, it literally makes perfect sense why it wouldn't, because it's that it was made, and the upgrade was made so these games look good on the Xbox One X.
Okay.
The Xbox Series S, so what it's saying is it's going to just play the normal versions of those games without the enhancements.
Correct.
So, like, it could still be worth purchasing because you're still, it is. It, you're
only
still,
because you could play the new games on
play the
that
new games
console.
At the lowest, at the lowest.
Right.
Possibly. There could be another thing, but, like, this, they have... They have to have options for people that don't have money.
Well, there is one. So the option is the monthly payments. So that you wanted to get to that. Let's get to that. The Xbox, the Series X and the Series S can be purchased through monthly payments. I guess in 12 different countries at this point. Whatever. I don't know if that is whatever. And they're calling it the Xbox All Access Program. The Xbox Series X will cost you $35 per month, while the Xbox Series S will cost you $25 a month. But they both will provide you 2 years of the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which has been expanded to include the EA Play membership too.
Right.
So where are you at with this? Are you just going to go one day, buy the Xbox Series X for $499, call it a day, get it, whatever? Or are you going to go with these, with this program?
I'm going to go with this fucking program because I've been touting it forever.
Okay, well, let me tell you why that's stupid.
You're going to get into the math.
Well, if you do want to get into the math, that's why it's stupid. Okay. You are going to pay at least $200 more than anyone else will. So at the end of the day, your console will be roughly $700, where you could just go, okay, here's $500, and then that $200 that, but okay, at the same time, you're probably saying, well, I don't have $500 today. That makes sense. And I can't argue that, you know, like I can't fight you on that. But I'm telling you, it's not a great deal. The only thing that you're getting out of that deal is that it included is the Xbox Game Pass and the EA Play membership. Because after the 2 years, you're still going to be paying $35 a month and not have the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and not have EA Play membership.
It's going to be one whole thing. I don't think they're going to just take that off and be like, now you're still paying for the console.
Okay.
So if you get down to it, EA, screw EA Access. It's free and it doesn't even need to be, or the EA Play is EA Access. You don't need, like, throwing it in is worth nothing at this point. Right. There's no new games that gives that value. The Game Pass is $10 a month. That's $120 a year. For 2 years, that's $240, right? And then subscribing is another $120. So that's like $350. So how much is it for a year of the Xbox? 35 times 12. Now, you're also talking, and this is...
Here, let me... While you do that, I'll do some calculating.
This is also like, it's strictly based on a cell phone program where
in a year, you're already paying $420.
Okay, so you're already paying almost what it's at.
Yeah.
All right. Plus, you're getting the Game Pass and Gold. They're already tied together, and those are going to be essentially tied to this. So then you have to take that total, break it down per month. That might not work out. And if you think about your own phone that's worth $1,000, do you really think within the year and a half that you've had your phone, you've actually paid $1,000?
No, you've paid more. You've paid more. And I totally understand where you're coming from, and I see what you're saying. But but as a gamer, as somebody that has been playing games for 30 years, you know, and that's you and me. I don't see this as a smart thing to do.
Although
I'm just saying, if you have constant money, okay, if you in your case, you probably, if I said, hey, Verlaine, can I borrow $500? Is it going to be easy to do? Is it going to be like, oh yeah? I mean, it's probably going to hurt. You probably can do it, but it's going to hurt, right? Because you have a family, you have other expenses. But at the same time, I said, you know what? Can I borrow $500, but pay me in 2 years' time? You'd be like, that's easier. I could totally do that. So I see what you're saying, and I see how it is it's kind of smart. But at the end of the day, or the end of the 2 years, you're paying almost $300 more.
Okay. So, all right. There is no way that this business is saying, all right, hey, let's do this cheap ass plans. These plans look beautiful on paper. They look better, and they probably made the people at Sony shit their pants.
Probably.
They didn't expect this.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're going to be like, do that, and then we're going to offer a subscription plan, but we are going to target it towards people that just want to give us money because no one on earth is smart enough to do the math. So we've all done the math. That's what people do immediately, and they're like, this doesn't add up. Microsoft isn't going to put something out there that's so obviously not adding up. So there's got to be something to this. I'm telling you, like, there's something to this, be it being able to. All right, so let's go back a couple of years. One thing Microsoft wanted to do with the Xbox One X and they never did was they wanted to make a console upgradable like a PC, but not having to take the thing apart and add hardware.
Yeah.
So they were tinkering with how could they kind of upgrade it via, you know, the cloud and giving us that, but you can't. The other option is yearly upgrades to consoles themselves. You put your console, give them your console, whether they take your hard drive out and put it in a new thing, it's going to be easy as that. Like a phone, you're getting an upgrade before everyone else. You don't have to pay full price. They have to give prices to people who don't do the credit check. That's the benefit. You are going to have the newest thing all the time.
Well, how? So you got to send your console in to get this done?
Listen, the same way you go from the Apple iPhone 8 to the iPhone 10. You go to your company a year in advance and they'll figure something out, whether you trade your phone in or not, and you get a new one.
See, this is speculation. You're not even, this right. is, no, no, no. you don't but know if this is real.
Wait, but listen, let's take a couple steps back when I started blurting out subscription prices. It's just speculation. So I'm telling
you, that's not speculation. What you just said is, that's all I'm saying.
Yes. And I just told you something else Microsoft said. Their main plan was making it they're trying to give us something that's so close to a PC that could beat a PC, but not have to require the technology and the know-how of a PC to take your thing apart. That's the only way you can do it, is take your whole console, like a phone, to Microsoft Store. Here, I would like to take, to upgrade my system.
Is there a Microsoft Store? I don't know. I mean, honestly.
There's one in Beechwood.
Right. Honestly, I don't know that. Okay. Yeah, okay, cool.
That's where they started the idea. So,
oh, you know what? No, I do know that. I have seen it before. Now that I know,
yeah. That's where their whole idea will come through. And that's where you can't just look at this and just really
now
honestly
see,
believe
if that's the case, then it's worth it. Then it's absolutely
you can't,
worth it.
And it might not be, but I'm telling you.
But all I'm saying is we don't know for sure. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
But one thing you should know as a smart human being is that there is no way that they would tout this price and not think no one would do the math on it. There's no fucking way.
Of course not. We did.
Right. So they knew people were going to do the math. So there is a reason why it's priced like that. We're going to see. And maybe it's going to be an entrapment. Maybe it's like, hey, after you get these base consoles, you have to pay another $500 for the next one, where these people add $10 a month to your plan and you're golden. So really, you'll never see the fruition of paying for that first console. Instead, you'll just see your bill go up yearly gradually by $5 or $10, and you're trapped because it's all tied together. So eventually, you won't even be able to go to any kind of store to buy it. You will have to go straight up through Microsoft to get their Xbox with their Xbox plan, everything like that. Hey, you're a kid, you got to get your parents' credit check or buy it outright, but then go get it unlocked or jailbroken so you can use it with another company who's trying to, like, you know.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, look.
I hope so. You know what? It sounds good, but until I know for a fact that that's going to happen, I don't believe it yet. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have to, but yeah. Hey, man, subscription plans are right up in our face.
You're right.
In our face. It's an idea, and it's where they got to go.
Okay. All right.
And PlayStation is still, what are they going to do? Because you know their PlayStation, their new PlayStation wasn't going to cost $400.
No.
It's going to have a disc. They can't do a discless version, so you got to pay that extra $100 for the disc, unless they're going to lose even more money. They have zero subscription.
By the way, PlayStation will be worth $550.
Hey, that sounds about right.
That's where it's at. That's on. You heard it here. $550.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But another reason why I would do the subscription plan without even caring is immediately you can get both consoles.
It's true.
You know. Hmm. And like any subscription plan, you can cancel. You can be like, hey, it's not for me. Hmm. But people do it. People live off their phone subscriptions, no matter what the cost. Some of it, at some point, it does become, who's got the better Xbox? Look at him with the newest version. But that's what it's going to be. And at least we are going to have a console that we can look at people like James and be like, you can't play this game yet because NVIDIA didn't come out with a video card?
We can. 120 frames per second. Biatch. Yeah. I don't know.
It's the future.
It is the future, and I hope you're right. But like I said, I'll say it again, and until I actually hear it from the lips of Microsoft, I don't believe it yet. So that's all.
Half the stuff we talk about.
Then you're right. No, you're right about that. I'll give you that.
Yeah, we might as well speculate ourselves. It's better speculation than here.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's stop talking about consoles for a second. Okay. Is that okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about some video games, because that's what we do and that's what we love. This past week, Ubisoft came out with their series. They call it Ubisoft Forward. It's an event that they coined, I guess. And there was a couple of games that we need to talk about. The first one is this is on our website, gamefixshow.com. You can kind of follow along if you'd like. The first video in that article that James wrote up is Phoenix Rising, Immortals Phoenix Rising. It was at one point it was called Gods and Monsters, but pretty much what it is a Greek mythology game that looks pretty much like Breath of the Wild. If you look at it, I mean, it looks like it. Is this something you're looking at as far as getting?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it can look as pretty as you want, but you know what? All this was somebody, is some idiot who doesn't have his own ideas, is like, hey, man, everybody wants a Zelda for console, let's do it. And it might not have worked out like that, but you can't make a game like this, like you can't make a game like Paladins, not knowing you have a direct competition and people are going to, dude, from the moment your footage started leaking, people are like, Zelda sequel, you rolled with it until it became a bad thing.
Yeah.
So shame on you. And then changing the name to something, look.
It's not even spelled, like you can't even Google that.
But see, that's the thing. It's still, it's still taking from Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Immortals Phoenix Rising. Let's take a weird name and name somebody that and put that in the title. Yet the title is Immortal, so there's going to be another one if this one's working.
Yeah.
It just says cheesy all the way. And from the footage I saw, some of the leaked footage, a lot of it, if you like God of War, which is good, the combat looks kind of like that. It's like very hack and slashy, but I never played Breath of the Wild, so I don't know if that's how the gameplay is. If it's more like you could juggle, like God of War gameplay, like you could juggle guys up, jump up, and start doing things. So no, not at all.
Okay,
not at all.
All right, yeah, I'm kind of with you on it.
Ubisoft, okay. I think they're. I don't know. I don't know who's working over there, but they don't have what I want.
Okay. Well, the next one, maybe you'll want it a little bit more than this one, and I think you would. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time remake. Now, it's a remake, not a remaster, right? So, which means that they can kind of do other things?
Right, so you would think, like, when a game like Final Fantasy or whatever, they remake the game, it's a remake. They're making it again, but then there's some cases like Shadow of the Colossus where they remake the game from the ground up exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that is what at least what the trailer gave us.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
at. Exactly the same upgraded graphics. So look, Ubisoft, why waste your resources remaking something you could just upgrade? You could just put a remaster on it, you know, slap better graphics on. Why remake the game if you're going to remake it? Give us something more. Give us a better fighting system. It looks exactly the same. So like, yeah, nostalgia's there. Me remembering it, like running through the halls, wall running for the first time. Awesome. But so many games do it. Backwards time, reversing time. So many games do it. In fact, every single retro emulated game that comes out, whether it be the Capcom collection or anything, they have buttons where you just reverse time when you die. Like, that is not a feature anymore.
Yeah.
And they give us this expecting this to sell. It's stupid. You're gonna sell to no one because the graphics honestly don't even look this gen.
Yeah, it kind of looks more like PlayStation 3.
Yes,
right,
totally. It's like it looks like it wasn't remastered.
Yeah,
like, give me a remaster of the side scrolling shit. That would be greater for me. I like that game. I like this game, but this is one of those games like Final Fantasy. If it's not going to be altered completely like they did, then don't touch it. Like, leave it how it is. Leave it what it is.
The good thing about it is, I think at least, and which is very cool that they kind of like kept it going. Obviously the main character, the prince, goes by the name Dastan, right? Dastan? Is it like Gaston, but Dastan? It will be voiced none other by a friend of the show, Yuri Lowenthal. So
nice.
That's very cool. He'll be reprising that. So because he was the voice way back when. Who even knew, right? I mean, like, whatever. But like, so that's cool. I think that was for at least for the show wise. That's really cool, and I'm glad they did that. So, but there will be some slight tweaks in the combat system. So I'm hoping.
I hope they do. They didn't show any of it.
No.
It showed exactly what we've seen.
It was almost like what they did is they took the old trailer and just kind of like did the same thing. But yeah. Okay, well, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably more excited about it than you are because that was one of my favorite games. But
dude, I liked if they came out with the second one, I'm in.
Okay.
One with Godsmack. Every time that thing came to chase you,
that's right.
Run, or what? Like, you didn't even know where you're going. Yeah. Just run. Oh, that's what I love, dude.
What's the other one? Is Rainbow Six Siege Shadow Legacy launch trailer? Whatever. I don't know.
Kudos to that game for lasting so long.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
Sam Fisher.
Yeah, Sam Fisher. He's an operative now in Rainbow Six Siege.
Why not?
Why not? So, yeah, enjoy that if you're into that. The one that I'm really excited for, and I know for a fact, out of all these games, this is the one that you are looking forward to, only because it was an awesome game back when before they ripped it from our hands, when we only had a taste of it. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game, in this case, the complete edition. So you'll have all of the DLC, what is it, Knives Chow and Wallace Wells, I think are the only, the two DLC.
And well, yeah, and they also added the zombie mode.
Oh, I think that's right. I think as far as hope of this, they better implement a online multiplayer.
Oh yeah,
because if they don't, it's going to be a terrible mistake.
That was their last DLC, was online multiplayer and Wallace. But dude, yeah, that'd be the biggest mistake they'd ever made.
Like, how stupid.
If it doesn't right off the bat have multiplayer, online multiplayer, they're fucking dumb.
I'm not buying it if that's the case.
I'll just do online multiplayer Xbox 360.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, it looks cool. I love Scott Pilgrim, one of my favorite movies ever made. Top three for me, actually. I'm excited too. I can't wait. The game is awesome. If you've never got a chance to play Scott Pilgrim versus the World, that game was awesome.
I think it's the best side-scroll beat 'em up.
Yeah, it's ever. So much fun. They did it right. They did it right. So hopefully they do it right this time around as well. And don't just take it from us when we just got it. You know, you know what I mean? So, yeah. The other two that we won't really get much into because we've seen a lot of it is Watchdog Legion. Okay. They're talking about recruitment, how you can recruit different characters. You can watch that video there on the website. Also, Riders Republic, which is a...
it's like steep. It's fucking steep.
Yeah, snowboards, bikes, you name it.
It's so weird. You're going down a mountain and half of it's melted and half of it's snow. Like, when does that happen?
Never. It never happens. But only in the video games.
I would want to try that game once. Just to be
that's able, all you did.
Because it's like a playground. You could do anything you want. Just see a bunch of people and then be like,
it'll eventually be free, so you'll be able to play it.
Did you ever play Steep?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And it wasn't that bad if you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but like it got so like the game's kind of convoluted, like where you go to do something, you're like, wait, how do I do this? Wait, no, wait, where's the option
it's
to do
this? It's too realistic. Climbing up the mountain was like fucking, there's no point. Like, what the fuck? I got to point, like I would continuously reset the game because I'd be somewhere, I'm like, I am not fucking climbing up that mountain.
Right.
Reset, it's quicker.
Yep, totally easier. Oh, well. Also on our website, we're not really into anime video games or anything like that. Although Mike very much is, and he did an article on 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. So, and I apparently it receives an English voiceover trailer. So,
Aegis.
Yeah. So if what is it, Aegis?
Aegis.
Sorry, I apologize to all the Aegises out there. But you can go to the website and you can check out the trailer as well on that. Unless you have anything you want to talk about as far as that, but I think I didn't think so. But please go check that out. It's actually a very well written article as per usual. So, all right. As far as another video game that I want to talk about is Mario Battle Royale. So. Obviously, we know that we're getting this as far as on Switch, so we'll have Super Mario Battle Royale. So it'll be you against 34 other people playing Mario against each other, and it'll be free, so that's good. I like that. It very well should be. But the reason why I bring it up is because the creator of the original, may I say, illegal version of the Super Mario Brothers Royale, Battle Royale, he had a couple of things to say about this. It was Polygon that got a hold of him, and they said his first reaction to this was, "Oh, oh wow, should have seen that coming. Well, yeah, of course you should have seen it coming. It's I think it's a little smug for him to even comment on this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a little smug. It's a little like, really? He says, it's honestly really funny that some nonsense joke idea I came up with ended up being yoinked by a giant corporation like Nintendo. They must be really out of ideas over there. No, I don't think they are. I really believe they were just, I honestly, they probably had the idea to do it. And they were like, well, this can't happen because we're going to do this later. So the fact of the matter that the guy thinks that it was his idea.
Yeah.
You have to, they made it fast. Yeah, dude, you have to understand that no idea is your idea when it comes to Mario. Yeah. Even if you think it is, it's probably not. So I don't know. How do you feel about that? I mean, obviously you agreed that it was a little smug.
Oh, it was not it, like for Polygon. I mean, look, I get it. News is sparse if you don't know where to look, but shit, like they shouldn't have got a hold of him. He has, zero right to
stupid.
He obviously doesn't do research. A didn't know that what he would do could totally just send tons of flags, but there's this game that I used to play a lot and that has three versions or sequels called Super Mario Crossover on one of the biggest Flash sites there were.
Yep.
And that game never got yanked. And a game like it was never made. So, yes, I think Nintendo had this already planned out and they're like, shit, we got to get rid of this. Otherwise, why would they give a fuck?
Right.
Like, there's no, that is very like to, you're right. Like,
it's almost like you should, it should give you, it, red flag should come up if Nintendo takes something away. You know what I mean? Like, it should tell you that, well, maybe this will actually happen in the future.
I would, I would take the opposite approach. Like, if I did that and then Nintendo came out with it, I would be like, damn, my ideas are valid. I'm going to come up with some new ones because obviously I'm on the right track. I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm the king of the world. Nintendo stole my idea because I thought of it first.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was going with. At least that's... Yeah. Yeah.
No, not... Dude, even I wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. What a dick. That's kind of where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Like, dude, you weren't going to make any money off it anyway, so whatever.
No.
Whatever. So there's that. There's that. So... there is a rumor that is circling the world as we speak. PlayStation 5, they're going to have their showcase on Wednesday, which we're all expecting them to announce the new the price and the release date of the PlayStation 5. Okay, that's fine. But other than that, they are saying that they could be announcing a new Final Fantasy 16 on Wednesday, according to some Reddit rumor. Do we need another Final Fantasy? I think we're like, yeah, of course it's going to happen. You know, from the announcement last week of, what's the Disney, the guy that, they make the same.
Shit. Oh, Kingdom Hearts.
Thank you. Kingdom Hearts. Couldn't think of it. You know, because they pretty much said that they were kind of like putting, they're pausing on that. So it would make sense that Final Fantasy was in the next up in line. So how do you feel about this? Do you want this? Are you excited to see a new Final Fantasy?
No, I don't. Look, I don't play Final Fantasy.
If this was real, do you believe this will be a day one release for PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think the only reason this could even be real is because of a deal. Because Final Fantasy is not exclusive with PlayStation, and all of those Kingdom Hearts things even are now released on Game Pass. You can play all the Kingdom Hearts. So they were never really exclusive. They were just exclusive. Like, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't have to be that way. So for all of a sudden, so that's what one thing to me that doesn't validate this is because Final Fantasy, Square Enix, they don't, so far, I mean, don't do exclusivity really.
No,
Spider-Man, but that's not really totally Square Enix's hands. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't think the only thing could be maybe Xbox won't have, maybe right now Microsoft isn't ready to have games that are based on subscriptions, which would go with the Final Fantasy Online. Now, I don't even know if there's a subscription fee, but that's the only thing they could do is be like, hey, you know, get it on PlayStation with the new PlayStation 5 and play for 2 years free. No subscription. Something like that. They have to have some sort of deal that Xbox won't, unless it's only coming on PlayStation. And for them to do that now, then there's no fucking way that a game can come out in a... No, there's no way. There is no way this is real. It would have to have been started a long time ago.
So you're saying the rumor is BS.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that Sony... After, dude, Square Enix just finished the fucking Avengers. There's no way they're also working on Final Fantasy. They had, they're saying they had to stop, the rumor is they had to stop Kingdom Hearts just for Final Fantasy. There's no way that they're working on three huge titles that in my life have never taken 2 years to have a sequel. They're years and years and years. No way. Yeah. Because PlayStation's also so tight sealed about their console. I don't think they would have given them the right to do, because dude, if Square Enix had the ability to make a game for PlayStation 5, don't you think they would have made Avengers better and then put it on PlayStation 5?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I mean, in 5 months, we're gonna have the fucking thing,
right?
So yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that.
Okay,
totally.
Awesome,
that doesn't make sense to me.
All right, all right. I don't really have an opinion either way, to be honest with you, because I'm not a big Final Fantasy fan.
If
so
it like, could and it couldn't, I don't care. That's not gonna sway me at all.
Okay, fair enough.
If they say pre-installed and you can't delete it, kind of like that U2 album for a while, then I'd be like, I'm not even going to buy the
or
PlayStation.
Or Bixby, yet. Bixby on Android. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Stupid Bixby. Yeah. Okay. All right. But I guess we'll know on Wednesday. So it'll be soon. It'll be soon. Speaking of Marvel Avengers, it's kind of like the game. Remember the game Anthem? So apparently Anthem could have a future as a next gen game. Is this something that is a good idea, or is it again, like we've said before, too little too late?
Oh, this is absolutely too late.
Okay.
It's sad because
it is sad, looked, right?
The game looked good and the controls for the flying suit felt delicious.
Yes. First thing I did when I picked it up, I started flying like Iron Man. You, remember, you were like, geez, you never even played this and you know how to play it. But because it played exactly the way I thought it should play, which was a good thing. And I was like, man, I wish they had an Iron Man game like this. Well,
you know what else, too?
We do now.
Let's talk about something else that's kind of cool, though. With Anthem, like while you're flying fast, like that fast Iron Man flight, it was still so easy to lock on to enemies and kill them while you're flying and doing all sorts of shit. It's not like Iron Man. You have to like have them in your sight and be near them in the right angle. Like, but anyways, yeah, it's unfortunately, I think it's just, they messed up. And to this day, like, I honestly don't know what the fuck they did wrong. Cause I don't play these games as hardcore. I don't compare every game I play to other games like that hardcore. I don't know how people can get pissed off at random fucking drops.
Yep.
These random drops aren't random enough. Like, what? So that dumb shit killed this game. I think it's like if you wanted to get into a certain club and you just, you know, got into it and people are going to look at you like, oh, look at this new guy. Screw that. They have no idea, no right to be here.
Yeah.
Us Destiny people, we earned our right, because when Destiny came out, people were like, what's this fucking game? It's stupid. And people hung on. Same with Watch Dogs. Yep. People just hung on. Whatchamacallit? The Tom Clancy Division.
Division, yeah. People
hung on and they made a sequel. No, it's too late. No matter what they do, because now there is a fucking Iron Man you can be.
But now it's like, oh, wow. Well,
the gimmick is gone.
This
the
is
gimmick
the better
is
option.
Gone.
Yeah, this is the better option. It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate they screwed up. I think that they know that those are their assets for that game are amazing, and they probably do not want to lose them.
Probably
like
not.
Scalebound. When you see a game like Scalebound and they're like canceled, dude, they just took all that shit and just gone. Like it's just someone has it on some fucking flash drive somewhere.
What a waste.
Yeah. So I think that what that's might be what they're trying to do. They're saying that any time a company or anyone comes out and they're like, well, you know, we had this ambition, like George Lucas with Star Wars, like, well, I wanted to do this, but because of technology, I could only do this. That's bullshit. Because you only think as technology is. There's no fucking way I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to make a movie. And in one of the scenes, I'm going to physically teleport and appear here with a real teleporter. Yeah. Oh, but they don't exist anymore. You know, no one does that. You know what you're working with.
Right.
Hence these guys saying, oh, well, the Frostbite Engine 3 it couldn't do certain things. We had to get rid of crafting. Other games have it. Dude, the shittiest games on Earth have crafting in it. That's a cop-out. You were given an engine to do stuff on. Yeah. Think within the realms of what you're given. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're not even waiting for another engine to come out. We're just going to wait for the Frostbite to get better, and then we're going to try it again. Nice.
I don't know. Weird. Weird.
I wonder if people still play that game.
I wonder, too.
So weird.
I just wondered if anyone played it then, but they did, as far as I know.
I wonder how much of an impact.
God, you played it way more than you should have. I promise you that.
But I tell you, the first thing I did when I was able to learn how to color my shit was made it look like Iron Man.
Yeah, of course you did. And now you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about GameStops either, because right now they've closed 388 stores year to date, and they are expecting to close another 400 to 450 stores by the end of the fiscal year. Right now they have about 5,100 stores. So it'll be under 5,000 come the end of the year. Like we said before, it's the beginning of the end. GameStop is can see the light. And I think most gamers that don't understand why GameStop is a horrible company, because there are those gamers out there, most of us are just like, bye. Don't, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm to the point where I'm like, peace.
They're pretty irrelevant also. Yeah. Well, they're becoming irrelevant.
Becoming more of a toy store than anything. But to be honest with you, I don't buy any toys from them.
Sales. They have good sales when they're
offloading. That's about it. But dude, sales doesn't keep your business running. So
they probably make more money when they do those, trying to get rid of everything. Look, that just amounts to like people up top came from the bottom and they weren't legitimately brought up there, and they're just destroying the business. Because I mean, look, eventually someone has to say, let's get some gamers in here. Let's get some people that know business. Let's get people that know reselling. Let's get people that focus on gaming and realize we should do something way before when we thought we would. And switching to a toy store should not have been what that was.
I agree.
I mean, look, gaming has gone 100% from physical to internet, like digital, like 100%. Now, you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So Their business is gaming, but you go on their website, good fucking luck. Yeah, good luck on their website. The one thing that could have kept them alive is selling on their website, because then they could sell all those digital things and stuff, like especially around COVID and stuff. I mean, yeah, and then ripping everybody off, the stupid values. And again, that was just, I don't know. Hey, remember, Reggie's part of their board of directors, right? And look at this shit.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
Way to waste your money.
Oh, poor Reg. Poor Reg. Well, he's fine. He's getting paid.
Yeah, he's fine. They're just, yeah. I mean, look, a lot of companies rebrand.
I forgot about that, actually.
You know, they do things. Yeah. They hire people that actually would change. By now, you would have heard something that Reggie has done.
But nothing,
I mean,
has
you
happened.
Made a big deal about him coming over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit. Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes.
That opens the door. If somebody can do it the right way, man. I mean, look, I can see maybe someone was there. Well, Toys R Us went under. We can go for toys. Well, I mean, they went under for a reason, because they were fucking selling toys. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't think you are, though. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's It's too bad, but at the same time, how sad.
Someone will come up. We'll have a new one. We will.
Yep, it will. How about this new one? The Apple updated the iOS app. This is interesting. This is actually something that you wanted to talk about, and I think we need to talk about this real quick. They updated their review guidelines, which basically, as this article wrote, put the kibosh on Stadia and xCloud. So, poor Stadia.
Well, xCloud. See, that's the big one, and that's something that can't fly. And if look, this, so Epic saying to Apple, hey man, without us you're nothing, or thinking it, that's stupid. We know that. But Xbox saying that to Apple is a little different. Because Apple, I mean, their only attempt at even trying to get into the video game world is Apple Arcade, which is a dumb, it works the opposite way that I think it should. You download the game, subscribe. I mean, it works like Game Pass. It's not worth it at all. But you know, you have to download the game onto your phone and you play it. There's no streaming or anything like that. Xbox could bring so many more gaming things. They could charge for the app. I don't know what advert, whatever they would do. Xbox would have brought a lot of people just to getting an iPhone, or to at least keeping an iPhone, because this is a move. No fucking shit will get me off of the iPhone. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm already signed up to play the games. I mean, I don't know. This is a bad move.
I would say so. I would absolutely agree with you. I think as much as we kind of and we do, we say some bad stuff about Stadia, xCloud not so much. We haven't really heard a lot, you know, as far as that goes, but it's pretty much the same thing. That's rough, because you know, you rely on these devices. Thank you. That's what I wanted to say. On these devices to play your games. You know what I mean? So the fact of the matter is that you won't be able to play them. I mean, talk about a quick switch, right? I mean, this would make someone go to Android like today.
So, all right. Yeah. So
sad.
For sure. That's taking away. And look, I could see where they're coming from. A, it is their device. So that is the link for their program to work. You need to use their device.
Yeah.
But then they're still, I understand what they're doing. Like, because they said, hey, you can have it, but every game has to be available for download so that they can do what they need to do to their games, to watch out for things and keep people safe, which makes sense. Cause if it's streaming out of one app, anything could stream. You could be breaking parental restrictions on the phone through streaming. If you're just like, I'll allow it, then dude, your kid's playing Toy Story and they're playing, you know, Resident Evil. So there is no, all of a sudden, yeah, you can't put any kind of parental lock on that specific app unless it's built with one, which they could try to do, but then that doesn't explain the advertising or whatever, the in-app purchases that Apple was saying, and I don't know. If Google decides to do the same thing, that leaves the fucking Windows phone, dude.
Yeah.
Because if Google's like, hey, Stadia, yes. Xbox, no. That's where Google wins. Because iPhone has already said no. That's all they need to say. Android, nah, where you need to do the same thing. But Stadia can stay on.
Yeah. Why would they say no to that?
I know it. That's like saying no to the future, but they, like, because they want to, they still want to make their money.
It feels like cutting your nose off to spite your face, right? Like, but that, yeah. The old saying goes, and that's why it's like, I don't know.
In a way, they do want their money.
Yeah,
they are protecting people, and you know, doing it that way keeps their rules intact. But this is the future; you got to change, and this is serious. This isn't fucking Fortnite.
Nope.
This is every Xbox game imaginable, yeah, almost.
It is.
Potentially. Wow. So, yeah, I mean,
quite a move.
This is a game changer for people like me that have an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, Apple doesn't care about video games. They don't make their money on video games. So yeah. It's almost like they're trying to get out of it. They're like, we don't want anything to do with it.
I mean, it's a record that would take away their Apple Arcade would be done for.
Yeah.
No one would use it. Why would you? You can play a million times better games.
Yep.
So someone's got to figure something out. Someone who's making the app has to figure out how this can work, because that's the only way that it's going to work is just, that's you got to use your brain.
It is the only, you got to use, your brain and your mind.
Charge for the app. Give Apple a cut. There you go.
That's it. You figured it out. Someone else that is trying to get paid is Charles Barkley. And why? Wait, doesn't he have money? Well, apparently when it comes to NBA 2K, they apparently 2K calls him every year. At least this is what he's saying, because they want him, his likeness to be in the game. But they're not going to pay him. So he keeps saying no. So Charles is saying, why in the world you think I'm going to change my mind? He says, in order to make this work, he goes, you give the retired players $1 million a year and they will be in that game every single year. Keep in mind, because you're like, well, $1 million, that's like a lot of money, but it is their likeness. It is what they have, and that you have to respect that. You know, and this goes for any other game. This is not just basketball. We could say Madden. We could say, I mean, this is the big reason why the NCAA games, you know, pretty much stopped because of all of the, you know, the likenesses they would have to pay people in order to be in the game. NBA 2K, the publishers Take-Two, they reported the last fiscal year, they reported over $3 billion in sales. Okay, so if you look at it that way, giving Charles Barkley $1 million doesn't seem like a lot anymore. But if and see, that's the thing, and these players, they, or these ex-players in this case, absolutely deserve that money. If you're going to put their face, their likeness in a video game, they deserve this money. I don't know. The only times that they actually get paid, you know, to be the likeness of the game is they're on the cover. They get some kind of, I don't even know exactly what it is, but yeah. How do you feel about this? I feel like you're kind of on board with that. Like you should pay these guys.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're going to ask them, if there's, I mean, like, I didn't even know that they didn't use them. I thought every game you could get the Jordan and the Larry Bird and shit and Charles Barkley and play them.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that people even, I didn't know that they were really paying the players specifically. I thought this was something that's just, I thought that they're paying the league, and the league already owns the rights to those players. So they're dealing with the players. It's like the league dealing with the players with their, for their likeness. And on the side, the league is selling that likeness. But absolutely, to know that the players are actually getting paid because they are in this game.
Well, the players itself, the players that are in the NBA don't really get direct money. The money actually kind of goes towards the league.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, so that's what I thought was going on. So then, I mean, it makes perfect sense, because he's not in the league anymore. You want to use me and I'm not in the league, and you want me to make the league look better for even that moment that someone's playing with me, then you're going to pay. And $1 million, yeah, you know what? I bet if your game didn't make that much, or if you didn't rip people off so badly, then maybe it would have been lower.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? But yeah, in perspective, it's not high, because like, they must want him. He's still a star. Hey,
why not
come up with a fucking game with no?
Well, you know, I mean, absolutely. They must want him the game, because like, that's easy to say. Like, okay, so it's you're made up players against the legends. Yeah. You know,
I can finally go up against Charles Barkley.
Yeah, sure.
Them created, yeah. And you know it'd be a DLC anyways if he says yes. So they're gonna make money specifically off of his likeness. See, not even like, well, just because he's in the game.
It's like, well, wait, Jordan was on a game. He was also on the cover. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of sad, but at the same time, you know what? If you're gonna make a game with these likenesses, you gotta pay. You gotta stop what you're doing. It's kind of silly, right? It's almost a no-brainer. Like, you have to pay these people.
Yeah.
But I don't own a multi-million or billion-dollar company, so I'm, you know, people's egos are not like my ego, I guess. Yeah. In this case, I'm on Barkley's side of Barkley. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so at the beginning of the show, I talked about, as far as Steam, how much would you be willing to pay Steam for games, right? Well, apparently there's this website, and it calculates how much buying every game on Steam would cost. Did you happen to read the article at all?
No.
Okay, cool, good.
I didn't read or look at any videos or anything.
Okay, you know what the number is, though?
No, I didn't read. I only read the title.
If you could give me a guess, what would you think the number would be if you were to buy all the games? No,
I don't know. I don't even know how many games are on Steam. So I have nothing really.
Nothing. Okay. 30,000 digital titles.
30,000.
Roughly.
Oh, less than a million.
It is less than a million. It is less than a million.
Less than 800,000.
It's less than 800,000. It's actually 537,000 ish.
Yeah, if I could guess it, that means the games on there suck. I was thinking that too. Like, I'm just gonna think as if every single game isn't even worth $10.
Well, most games aren't worth a dollar.
And then I added a little percentage for the brand new games that are worth six times
the AAA heavy hitters. Yep.
Nice. And that's kind of sad. It should be more than that, I think, for as many games as are on there.
That's a lot. Ugh. You would think. Yeah, I don't know. But if you had 500,000, and I'm pretty sure James, our producer, has roughly 26,000 of those titles.
Yeah, probably. If you have half the amount of money on their Steam, their flash sale, you just buy everything for half the amount.
Exactly. Well, that's true. That's a good point. I'm talking without the sales, sale though. But with the sales, yeah, you could probably get it under 200,000, something like that. Maybe, if you're lucky. I don't know. All right. Anything else you want to talk about as far as video games? We got a couple of movies, TV stuff, but then that's it.
No, I think I may be good.
Okay. Here's something fun. They have just confirmed F9. I guess that's what they're calling the new Fast and Furious movie. Why not, right? Because they call them like Fast 6 or Furious 7 or something like that, you know, because they're like running out of ways to like name it. But F9, apparently, it's just like a key on a keyboard. But they have confirmed that in this movie, they're going to be going to space. They're going to space.
Cars in space,
dude. I can't wait. Have you watched any of these movies? Have you watched any of them?
Yeah,
like maybe the first couple. I know you're not a big movie guy, so that's why.
Yeah, I watched the first few.
At least the first few. Okay, well, I've watched them all. I'm a big fan. It's a weird thing. Like, if it's on TV, I'm probably gonna watch it. It's just like, it's because they're fun. I don't know. They're stupid, but they're fun. Dude, rocket races, let's do this. Like, I am in. First one to the moon and back. Come on, dude. You wouldn't watch that.
Look, they can't. If it's a sequel.
Well, no. It's a sequel to. Well, technically, there's nine of them before this, but the one is a spinoff. So we'll say Fast and Furious.
Yeah, and side note, that spinoff is what got me off of this. After they had Fast and Furious 2.
That came out last year, though.
So. No, I know, but then when Tokyo Drift came out, I was like, okay, I see where this series is going. Fuck it. And that's when a lot of people jumped off. But then when they kept making them, people were like, I guess we got to go see these things.
Yeah, they're good. Like
7 and 8.
Tyrese, come on.
If it's a direct
family,
these movies are based in present times. Yes. They're pretty down to earth. So
not this one. This one's going to be in space. Well,
that's what I'm saying. So if it's a direct sequel and it's not down to earth, like, you know, like there's a logical reason and all of a sudden they're just racing on rocket cars that never existed, then it's going to be stupid.
Well,
but if somehow they ramp a car, they could even ramp a fucking Ferrari out of the atmosphere of Earth and crash into a space station, and I'd be more believable than if they're like, get the fucking rockets, the rocket sleds.
You know what they need?
They blast off.
You know what they need to do to make this movie legit? Two words: Elon Musk.
And put him in the movie. He's like, I have something for you.
Yes, it doesn't have to be a big role. It doesn't have to be a big role. But then,
how do you like my new rocket car?
Yeah, but then you're just like, this could actually be a thing. Oh yeah, Dominic Toretto is all about the zero gravity. Let's do this. I don't know. Whatever. It could be stupid. It could be absolutely dumb. And that's fair. It could be fun. Who knows? Who knows? All right. Last thing I want to say is something that's actually bittersweet, I think. As you know, Adam West did leave us recently. And he was the mayor in Family Guy. So they have to kind of replace him. And what better actor to replace Adam West than with Sam Elliott? And I think they're right on with this. I think it is exactly what they should have done. As far as Sam Elliott goes, definitely one of my favorite actors. For sure. So how do you feel about this? Does it make you happy or does it make you sad? Or is it a little bit of both?
I'm glad that they replaced him and not replace his voice, because that means they're going to acknowledge it in the show.
Absolutely.
With the mayor, even with Adam West, when if I were to tell you, hey, man, Adam West is going to be the mayor and Family Guy, you'd probably be like, OK, whatever. But it's his personality that the writers made for him, where he's not Adam West.
I know he's not. Yeah.
So if Sam Elliott is kind of the same kind of nutbag, which he may not, because when they replaced Brian for that little bit, like the dog was completely different.
Yeah.
I think with their writing, yeah, they'll make him not Sam Elliott. But I think that his voice doing that Family Guy shit is what's going to make it
like a character of Sam Elliott. Yeah. Like,
when they have Jerome, like a hardcore deep voice, like gangster black dude doing some of the shit on Family Guy, it's hilarious.
It's so good.
And even knowing like when it's like, okay, this is Adam West. And then you actually hear the shit that he does.
Yeah.
Like, I think it is good. I mean, I think they stayed in the same like area of who it should have been.
Right. And that's exactly what I thought too. Like that is the right one to go with. Absolutely. And his face is so iconic. So just to draw his face as a, you know, like a Family Guy character, you know what I'm talking about? So
cowboy too.
It's so good. You could like, you know, like if I didn't know that Sam Elliott was going to be in this, but you showed me this character, I'll be like, that looks like Sam Elliott. You know what I mean? Like it's like perfect. It's so good. So yeah, I'm excited for that. That'll be
Ghostwriter, right? He was Ghostwriter's not the dad.
Yes,
the
he was. Yeah. He was like the original, if you will. But he had a horse. Of course he did. Yeah. Sam Elliott.
Of course.
So yeah. So I wanted to end it on a fun note. Brett says, I have not seen any of the Fast and Furious movies, and I don't plan on it. All right, then don't. It was like he had to take a stand. You don't have to watch them. I don't care. But you're missing out. So that's all I'm saying. I think you're missing out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about missing out.
I think they're missing out.
You're definitely not watching racing movies.
Yeah. It's not about racing, man. It's about family.
I know, family.
I love just saying that.
Suicide Squad. That's what they are. They're the real Suicide Squad.
That's pretty much
how Suicide Squad should probably be.
It's about family. Dominic Toretto and his family. Vin Diesel, bro. Maybe he just doesn't like Vin Diesel, and that's fair too. He just said, ouch. My bad, bro. We love you. You know that. All right. I'm done talking. Do you got anything else?
I'm good.
You're good. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. If you're joining us live in the chat room, that is awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. If you downloaded the show, awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for that. Please let your friends know that you love this show too. That's really what we ask. We want everyone to be a part of the show as much as possible. We love video games and we want to talk about them. That's why we're here. This is our outlet. So we don't talk to our wives about it because they don't want to hear it. Trust me on that. At least mine. I don't know. But please do us a favor and check out our website, gamefixshow.com. All of our social media links are there, as well as our Patreon. Please support us if you can. We really do appreciate it. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have a Brucey B review on the New Mutants. So he really wanted to do a review on New Mutants. So I said, of course. So please look for that next week. Verlaine, you want to pimp anything for next week? Totally putting you on the spot.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
You're good. You got nothing. All right. So again, thank you so much for being a part of the Game Fix podcast. We do appreciate it. So Brucey B, like I mentioned before, but take us out this time.
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See you.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.